All right, Bill Barty, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors, and I've said many times the best part of any outdoor adventure is anticipation and recollection. And one way to really enjoy that recollection is through art.
That is right, Don. So prepare, you and I should prepare ourselves for a little bit of culture. But we're going to stay grounded with it as well, because it's going to be some fishing culture. We're going to bring on an artist who has made his name painting and sculpting within the confines and category of the outdoors, but specifically fly fishing. And we're excited to bring him back onto the Carolina Outdoors to learn a little bit about his inspiration, about his art, and about an upcoming show in Banner Elk. It's always good to go to Banner Elk, North Carolina, for some outdoor fun. With no further ado, let's bring him on. Brian Hester, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Bill, Don, awesome. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, it's always good to have you on to kind of up the ante for those of us who may not be so good at drawing, which is what I like to say. And
okay.
And it's good. It's a good opportunity for us to get visual on a non-visual medium, namely the podcast and the radio program called the Carolina Outdoors. So we're going to paint a picture for our listeners, if you will, with you. Tell us about how you got started in art and what your early on inspirations were.
It's pretty much been something that I've always known. And when I say known, meaning it was one of those visceral things, pretty much inherent, that I always had that aptitude in terms of being able to take what was around me, in terms of visually being able to break it down and draw it. And that was probably as early as like second, third grade. And it's just pretty much materialized or I should say metastasized into something that's really, really important to me now. And that goes hand in hand with my introduction to fly fishing when I was about 8 years old, seven, 8 years old. And then now it's taken me till I'm almost 50 years old to marry the two.
Hey, like Don Yeager, the man sitting beside me, always says, it's never too late to have a great childhood. It's probably never too late to celebrate your talent and your passion and your interest. And, of course, growing up in Boone, North Carolina, there's plenty of outdoor opportunities for you and plenty of fly fishing opportunities for you. You've kind of taken that part of art on and specialized, if you will, in fly fishing art. Tell us how that happens and why it happens in your realm.
Well, first and foremost, the fly fishing to me is an art within itself. And then you have subcomponents like I even think going as far as the tying of the flies that I tie is a bit of an art form. You know, if you look at it in terms of what Sullivan's axiom, form follows function, function follows form. I think that there are a lot of things that can be said based upon that art of fly fishing. And then for me, moreover, the application of, you know, acrylic on canvas, or being able to take nature and build these beautiful creatures, rainbow trout, brown trout, brookies, even I've done some tarpon, done a little bit of permit, bonefish, redfish, those things based upon seeing on a 3D format or seeing on a 2D format and making things look 3D is what I'm all about. And then taking the viewer to a completely and totally different place. And when I say take the viewer to a completely different place, meaning taking them to the river bottom so that they're looking up at the belly of these trout swimming above their head, or are actually, you know, in some of my work where I'm standing under the Lynn Cove Viaduct looking over this gorgeous Blue Ridge Parkway, and then I said to myself, well, why couldn't I actually have some rainbow trout swimming across the Blue Ridge and then turn the sky into the water table? Or, you know, people that actually enjoy a cocktail after a long day on the river you know, taking and encompassing the what's happening in the river and encompassing that into a highball glass of maybe two finger whiskey. I don't know, but you know, I'm not when I do my work and put it in terms of, you know, libations or you know, wine or whiskey or beer, that, you know, I'm not in the realm of trying to promote, you know, alcohol, but I'm trying to actually use inversion and substitution and put my work in a completely different realm and place, because this market is such a niche market. I wanted to be able to find my place so that I could have a seat at the table and kind of show people and showcase what my capabilities were. And it's worked for me, and it's been a lovely ride so far. And the little bit of notoriety that's coming with it is flattering. But, you know, I've got a long ways to go. I'm getting better every day, and I'm humbled and blessed with the opportunities that I've been given.
Well, I need to ask you a few questions, because many times, and we're going to talk about art gallery and where we can see your art at an upcoming gallery. But before we do that, I often think of art as being in a gallery or being on a wall or being on a table that you can look at it and see it and enjoy it, maybe even buy it that way. But for you, you do that, but you also do commissioned work and have sold several commissioned work for families and buddies who are gifted a memory for maybe a trip that has gone past, in Don's words, like a recollection, or maybe the anticipation of a trip. How much is commission work in where you're giving away or selling multiple prints to a group? How often does that go on?
Normally, if somebody has a memory or has a picture where they froze in time and they want that picture emulated or duplicated on a much larger scale, I have I've done work where you asking based upon the normal price tag that goes along with something like that, or were you
I was just thinking how cool it is if you have 10 people going on a trip for everybody to have a gift of the same thing.
Piece of
commissioned artwork.
Well, I mean, that being the case, one of our close friends, Wayne Miller, he actually came to one of my shows, obviously, that you were hosting at Jesse Brown's, which was awesome, made that connection with Wayne, and Wayne ended up, doing a commission piece for Wayne, and from the commission piece, he ended up having prints done for his friends on this trip, which actually kind of personalized all phases of what his buddies meant to him, and then the love and the passion that they shared for fly fishing, which was a great way to be able to kind of put his arms around everything. And I was really pleased with the way that he ended up handling it. And I loved having an opportunity to have that freedom to be able to create based upon, you know, just little bits and pieces of ideas that he had given me. And then I was able to go ahead and compose. And it's just doing opportunities and having opportunities like that, that's a separation for me, because those are like, hey, I don't know exactly what I want, but you have the skill set. You go after it. Go get it, and show me what you got. And those are wonderful opportunities.
Brian Hester is our guest. He's taught visual arts in the Charlotte area and Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools for almost, can you believe it, 30 years. And Brian, we're going to have to get you back on the program. We're going to have to get you back on the program so you can provide some instruction for those of us who want to maybe participate in art. We'll try to do that on a future show. But with time running out, tell us about an upcoming show in Banner Elk. Give us the website, your website, and how we can come shake your hand and meet you in person and your art at this upcoming show.
Absolutely. So on April 13th in Banner Elk, North Carolina, the show opening reception is from 3 to 7, And I'm going to be there, hopefully an opportunity to say hello to a lot of people that are fly fishing enthusiasts and just art enthusiasts. And I'm looking forward to really being able to showcase my skill set up there, because those are my stomping grounds. Like you said, I'm from Boone. So being in Banner Elk and being at Mountain Blue Gallery, so there again, hopefully everybody will make that association. Mountain Blue Gallery in Banner Elk on the 13th from 3 to 7. And you can check out Mountain Blue Gallery. You can even go to my site. My site is www.hookedflyco.com. That's HOOKEDFLYCO.com. And then my Instagram handle is at bhester, BHESTER, dot hooked fly company, all one word. And, you know, tell the people out there to follow me, see what I'm doing. I'm getting ready. I just finished two new pieces, and I'm getting ready to put those up on the website tonight, as well as on my Instagram handle. And, you know, social media is kind of beating me up because I'm way behind the times on that. But it's kind of one of those necessary evils. And I feel as though that that when people are able to come and find and see me and what my capabilities are, then maybe that'll kind of spur some people on to come out and take a look. And I would love to have people come out and talk to me about what I'm doing, because
you got it. Brian, I'm going to jump in there, but Saturday, April 13th at the Mountain Blue Gallery. Thank you to all our guests, Richard Neal from the Frying Pan Tower, Sam Hall from the Bush and Vine Farms, and Brian Hester, there he was, from the Hooked on Fly Company. We'll be back next week with the Carolina Outdoors.